In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And behold, a great tempest arose in the sea, so that the boat was covered with waves. We find ourselves directly following the events of last week's Gospel. After the healing of the centurion's servant, Jesus proceeded to heal St. Peter's mother-in-law, then cast out devils and healed the sick. After being surrounded by a multitude, he then took his disciples with him in a boat. Only these disciples, and not the crowd surrounding him, were then able to witness the miracle of calming the tempest that we have heard today. But let us not think that the disciples were lucky. All things have a reason. Jesus took his disciples with him and in a boat that they might learn two lessons, according to St. John Chrysostom. First, not to be confounded in dangers. Secondly, to think lowly of themselves in honor. He wanted the disciples to not think great things about themselves, that because he kept them while he sent the rest of the crowd away, because he suffered them to be tossed by the waves. We know then that when Jesus rose up, he commanded the winds and the sea, and there came a great calm. The disciples, having been saved from imminent peril, wondered, saying, "What manner of man is this, for the winds and the sea obey him?" Indeed, what manner of man is this? Why had Jesus permitted the disciples to almost sink and lose their lives? The answer lies in that they had seen others made partakers of Christ's mercies. But for as much as no man has so strong a sense of those things that are done in the person of another as of what is done to himself, it would be appropriate that they themselves feel Christ's mercies. Therefore, Jesus willed that this tempest should arise, that in the disciples' deliverance they might have a more lively sense of his own goodness. In a similar way, this tempest, which happened physically, can also affect us spiritually. Our souls can be beset by troubles, by passions, by temptations. Just as the waves can rock a boat and threaten to capsize it, our worries can greatly disturb our peace. Our passions, like that of despair, of sadness, or of anger, they can shake us and influence us to make bad decisions. Our temptations can lead and influence us into sin. When we find ourselves in such a situation, let us respond with the disciples, "Lord, save us, we perish." We know from the result that God can and does come to our aid. We also know from this episode of Jesus' power in matters spiritual. He understands our preference as human beings to believe the things that we can see and hear, the things that we can perceive with our human senses. It is for this reason that our Lord had performed some of his miracles. You might remember that in the Gospel, according to St. Luke, Jesus forgave the sins of the paralytic lowered down from the roof. Responding to this skepticism of the scribes and the Pharisees, who were saying that only God could forgive sins, Jesus replied, "But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the man who is paralyzed, "I say to you, rise, take up your bed, and go home." The physical healing that they and we witness makes it easier to accept his spiritual healing. We have seen in the Gospel today that our Lord exerted his power with great ease. He needed only to rebuke the wind and the raging of the water for it to cease immediately. Witnessing his physical power, we can be assured that his spiritual power to calm the tempest around our souls is equally great. Therefore, we can and we should invoke his assistance in our trials. Jesus' presence on the boat reminds us that in all our difficulties, he is constantly present in our souls. However, let us not take our time to ask for his aid, or to be lazily complacent that all will be well without our needing to be vigilant. Jesus was indeed present on the boat, but he was sleeping in the boat in order to represent that by our sloth he is cast asleep in us, according to St. Hilary of Poitiers. Assured of God's assistance, then, we ought to hold fast and persevere in confidence in our temptations, St. Paul writes to the Philippians, I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. I can do all things in him who strengthens me. Should we fall, let us not be discouraged, but calmly pick ourselves up and return swiftly to grace by means of the sacraments. And if we continue nonetheless, despite all our prayers, despite our entreaties and supplications, to be besieged by our passions and temptations, let us put this all in the light of God's wise and loving providence. For, as St. Paul reminds us, we glory also in tribulations, knowing that tribulation works patience, and patience trial, and trial hope. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.